You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Lifeline. Hey, this is Landon. Bob's not in the studio this morning, but I'll be live with you today. Hoping we can both receive a blessing from the Lord, learn something from His Word, and grow in grace and the Spirit of God Almighty through Jesus Christ. All right, thanks for being with me this morning. Listen, tune in. If you have people anywhere, tell a man, pull this guy up, turn on the computer. I really hope you heard the last folks. They're preaching fire, too. If you guys ain't on WCNO this morning, you're missing out, man. Listen, right now, turn it on. 89.9 FM, call somebody, say, man, put this on. We need to stay on here all day. We're going to get blessed today. It's going to be a good Saturday. We're going to do war against the devil. You're going to have a prosperous household. You'll have a blessing upon your home if you put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then all the things will be added to you, he says. Don't worry about the things. Seek ye first the kingdom. Turn on 89.9 this morning. Listen to people coming in here and preaching the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ to change your thinking, to change your heart, change your atmosphere, and change your home. Change your family. Listen. Pull us up online right now, too. If you don't have radio or whatever, call somebody. Call somebody in Bahamas. Call somebody up north, whatever. Say, listen, man, WCNO.com. Go on right now to the internet. WCNO.com. When it comes on, click live broadcast and ride with me for 30 minutes. All right? If not, anytime, WCNO.com, you'll see this little calendar pops up. Just pick Saturday. Pick 8:30 and ride with me on Lifeline. If not, pick anybody's program, Learn the Gospel. Okay? It doesn't have to be ours. All right? Anyway, WCNO.com, live broadcast right now, WCNO.com, on demand, anytime. I'm going to give you a Gmail address to contact us at the end, and I'll give you another address in which we could use your support. We put the bill out of our pocket, which is great. All right, sometimes God comes through at 11:59, but that's the way God does it, but He always comes through. Okay, but we could use your support. So if you're listening, you want to jot this down real quick. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Real easy. Now get your Bible out. It's time to get serious. Get your Bible out. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 1. Get your Bible. And I've read this 16 million times in my life. And I was looking at it this week, and I'm like, man, there is so much meat in here. I've seen it, and I've tasted it, and I've put salt on it, but I've never really chewed this meat as good as I have lately. And, you know, 5 years or 10 years from now, that's the thing about having a living Word and having a living God. I'll get more revelation out of this than I don't even see now, probably. God reveals Himself to you however He decides, but I think as you can handle it, as you can receive it, He gives you what you're ready for. So, look, go to Ephesians chapter 1 right now. All right? We're going to start with this. Listen to Paul. And this is just wonderful. We've gotten so far off of our foundation of who we are in Christ, we've become who we are in the world based on the standards, your job title, whatever you do at your church. You're the bishop, you're the deacon, you're the elder, you're the music guy. You're the president of your company. You're the salesman. You associate yourself with the world. When we're to not be conformed to the world, but we should be associating ourselves with the identity Christ gives us. Paul opens up his letter, right? He's writing to the church at Ephesus. He opens up the letter saying, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. He takes all responsibility off him. Don't look at me. This is by the will of God, okay? To the saints which are in Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So he's pinpointing this letter to a specific group, and then he says, you know what? To all others who are faithful in Christ Jesus. If I walked up to you right now and said, hey, Landon, I'm Landon, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, you go, boy, there's one of them Fruit Loops. There's one that's gone off the deep. It's not. This is who we've lost our identity because we're looking for our spiritual identity based on the rewards and the accolades we get from this natural realm or natural world. Do not confuse and mix the natural world and the little bit of attaboys and things you get from it with the spiritual blessing. If you're not walking in Christ and receiving the spiritual blessing, but you're getting all of your good things or your little benefits from this natural world, you're missing a whole realm you don't know about. Paul opens up with a true identity. He knows who he is. He's confident. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I'm a follower and a messenger for Christ. He says, and by the will of God, God chose me. This is by the will of God. To the saints that are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you. First thing he says to them, and we often just hear this, and all we first thing we do is say, well, favor. That's unmerited favor, which is true. Because every preacher in the world said that, we heard that, and that's all. We don't go any deeper. We don't care to find out. We'll just settle for whatever anyone tells us. You've got to dig in your scripture and find out for yourself. Don't settle for anything. The blessing comes. Let me say this. The blessing comes when you get alone with God and you open your word and you dive in that word and there's no one there but you, the word, and the Holy Spirit to teach it to you. That's when you'll get revelation like you've never heard a preacher give you before. When the Holy Spirit is your first, number one, prioritized teacher, and then you learn as a supplement from others, you're in good standing. When the others are your number one and the Holy Ghost is kind of a supplement on the back burner, I'll use him when I really have to. Well, the problem is your relationship won't be tight enough to really use him when you think you need to. So always get alone with God. Spend time in the Word and let the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit reveal himself to you. Grace be to you, he says, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Paul starts with grace be to you. Where? From God the Father. It's the only one who can give you this. Because the word grace, when you break it down or look it up in the Greek, it's going to tell you divine influence upon the heart. Divine, not natural, not thought up, not feelings. Divine influence upon the heart. This is the favor we're talking. When you hear preachers talk about the favor of God is that you have the opportunity to accept Christ as your Savior and have a divine supernatural flow from the Spirit of God from heaven, okay, come into you, set up camp in you, dwell in you, and influence you. Now when you make decisions, whether it be business, personal, family, house, whatever it is, finance, you have a divine influence from the inside influencing you and invoking you to do things that you wouldn't do in the natural. This is how you'll get things from the spiritual. If you're not divinely influenced, if you're only influenced by your intellect or your own thoughts, you're missing out on the things that God has for you. And you're working your way around it and working your way around it, but it never seems to come. You've got to trust God. You've got to trust that he has given you that grace, that divine influence in you upon your heart. And when it's time to make any decision, you got to have that relationship where you can call upon that. Then he says peace. What is peace? Quietness. Quietness. I'm telling you, so I know for sure there's many people listening right now that think, man, if I had some quietness, the last time I had peace upon my life or peace in my house, I don't remember. Or peace at my workplace, or just peace in my mind. I worry about everything. And listen, that's the devil's tool right there. To get you so nervous that everything becomes a big deal. Every decision's major. What should I do today? Where should I eat? Oh my gosh, should I do that? It's too many calories, everything. You get so caught up in that. Listen, peace, he says. Grace be to you and peace. Quietness, or to set at one again. To set at one again. I know for sure, the Spirit is pricking on my heart right now, telling me there's many of you listening right now that are thinking, man, if I could just be set at one again. I remember a time. I remember a season that I was with the Lord, and you know what? It was better. How did I end up here? How did I get from there to where I am today? And how in the world can I get back over there? The chasm seems too great. The gulf is too huge. I'll never be able to cross to get to the other side and have that relationship again. And I blew it. And once you blow it, the Bible says that once you've tasted the good things of God and gone out, oh my gosh, there's no way to get back. That's the devil telling you a bunch of stuff. He'll take scripture and throw it on you and twist your mind up so fast, you just repent. What John the Baptist said, repent. Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Repent. Throw your hands up and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And you know what? Come in me and dwell in me. That is a baptism. We teach a lot about water baptism, but if you'll throw your hands up and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent today for what I've done, what I've said, my actions over the years, how I ran from you, how I've ended up way over here when I used to be way over there with you. Please forgive me. Bring me back into fellowship. Fill me with your Spirit once again. Let me invite the Spirit that you've invoked to come to me. You've already predestinated this. Please let me have it. Please let me have the Holy Spirit in me now. Man, if you pray that prayer, you're set. You're good. If you meant that from your heart, you have totally repented. That means you're going to turn from those ways now. You just made an obligation to God. I'm done with it. I'm going to turn from it. And you're going to experience his grace again, which is the divine influence upon your heart again. You'll start hearing that voice of God again in you telling you, don't do that. Don't go there. Don't say that. And you see them, stop judging them. Hand them $5. You're like, what? Hand him $5. Hand him 10. Okay, yes, Lord, I'm sorry. Don't increase it anymore. You'll see God will just run your life. It's walking the path with the Lord is awesome, and you never know what's coming. And when you hear that divine influence and you listen and you do the thing he tells you, you never know the next thing is going to be better than that thing. And every time you obey God, don't worry about your basket or your store. You'll be set. When you're doing his work, he'll make sure your basket doesn't run dry. Your well will not run dry. You hear me? I'm living proof, I can tell you. You'll have that peace again, that quietness. You'll be set at one again. I know we need that. I know we want that. Now listen, I'm going to give you a couple phone numbers while I'm on the air today. If you want that, if you're like, I need to be set at one again, man. I've gotten so far off track. Or if you've never gone on track. If you're like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I hear you guys talk about this stuff, and I've never experienced none of that. My life's what it is, and it is what you make it. What you do is what you get out of life. There's no other realm, and there's no spiritual side. Try it. What, are you scared? Try it. Don't worry about what they think of you or what they say to you. Once you taste of God, once you experience him, once you get alone in your word and spend time in prayer on your knees, begging for the Spirit of God to reveal himself from your heart now, here's the thing you got to know about God. God is God. He's the almighty supreme being. Okay, the smartest person you'll ever run into. You can't fool him. You can't trick him. So the thing is, you can't come to God with lip service going, well, let me just try this, throw a few words out there and see if it works. God already discerns your heart. He knows exactly what you're doing, exactly what your motive is. He's no fool, and you're not going to fool him. You're going to make a fool out of yourself. So the minute you're serious, you mean what you say, and it's from your heart, not your mind, and you're hungry to taste him, you'll taste and see that the Lord is good. I'll guarantee I've watched it work time after time after time. Listen to the next verse, he says. Here again, he says, blessed be. And notice, everything, I mean, I wish I heard more from the pulpit today where everything was about God the Father and Jesus Christ. God the Father and Jesus Christ. You hear a lot of, well, I'm saying this, and I'll tell you this, and I'll tell you the word says this, which is great, but I like the way Paul does it. He says, grace be to you. From who? God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ. It's all about them, not about you. It's according to God. That takes all responsibility off of you. If God said it and God wants to give it to you, come get it. Don't be scared. 221-1100 is the local number. 221-1100. If you're out of town, 888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Man, Landon, something's pulling on my heart. Something's pricking on my heartstrings. I'm feeling this weird thing in me. I think I need this. I think I want this. I think God wants me to come to him. I've felt this before, but I never answered. I didn't get up in church when the pastor called because everybody there's going to look at me. They see me come down the aisle and they go, oh, that sister needs help. I'm glad she finally went forward. I'm glad he finally went up there. Boy, he needs some help. You know what I mean? There's no one there. It's you and God. You've got a phone you can pick up. No one's going to know you called. It's not embarrassing. You don't have to wrestle your flesh over this thing, which we shouldn't do anyway, but I'm trying to make it easy on you. You can just between you and God say, man, I'm ready. I'm ready. You don't have to give your name on the air and all that. I just want you to get right with God. My whole concern is that you receive the things God has for you and you're missing out now, and that really upsets me. Don't let the devil pimp you, man. Listen, blessed be, he says in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where at? In heavenly places. How? In Christ. What's he saying here? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You look that word blessed, it's to adore him. It's for him to be adorable. It's adoration towards God. For your parents, let's say, when your wife gave birth, when you gave birth to that brand new child and you looked at that child, that's a straight miracle. You adored that child. You never met that child. You didn't know that. Well, it was in your wife's belly, but you never really seen or met or had physical contact with until 30 seconds ago or a minute ago. You stared at that baby and just, wow, there's no words to explain that. There's no words to how your instant love and your instant everything. That's how you adore God. The minute you meet him or get a touch from him, you're going to start adoring God like you never knew he even existed. The next thing you know, you're just looking at him in awe going, how did you do that? Why did you pick me? Oh my gosh, Lord, the storms in my mind have quieted. You must be real. The neighbor that hates me all of a sudden wants to buy me lunch. Weird things happen like that. The raise you never got, the boss calls you in the office a month later and give you $1 an hour. I mean, God will take care of you when you learn to adore him. He says, blessed be, adore the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because why? Because he's blessed you with what? All spiritual blessings. Let's talk about this little powerful word, all. All means as many as or every. So think about this. He's blessed you with as many spiritual blessings as exist. as many spiritual blessings as God chooses to give you, as many spiritual blessings as are available. Every spiritual blessing that was available for Billy Graham, T.D. Jakes, whoever else you like, whoever else you look at and think, man, that's the man of God. He must have all the stuff, the Pope, whatever. Every spiritual blessing available to them is available to you. He's blessed you with as many as spiritual blessings exist. All right, now watch this. What kind of blessing did I say? Spiritual. So he's blessed you with every spiritual blessing. You cannot receive that in the natural. A spiritual blessing is a non-carnal or a non-natural event. Don't look for, stop looking for the blessings from God in your natural walk. Well, I'm going to put in more time at the nursery because God will bless me for that. I'm going to play harder in the praise band. I'm going to volunteer on Wednesday nights too because God will bless me for that. All right. If your heart's right, if you're doing that because you're just doing it because you want to adore him and serve him and it's all about him, you're right, he will. But if your thought is, well, I'll work harder because the more I do, the more he'll do for me. That's not how God works. He gave it to you to take it. You don't earn it. When you start earning it, you've missed the point of what Christ did on the cross and what he left for you when he ascended on high. He ascended on high to the right hand of the Father and left it all for you. He said, I'm going to send my spirit to dwell in you. He'll live with you. He'll be in you. He'll teach you. He'll guide you. He'll instruct you. He'll train you in my ways. He'll empower you. You cannot get those things I just mentioned in the natural realm. Okay? So this spiritual blessing is not carnal. Stop looking for it in somebody else to give it to you. Your pastor can't give it to you. Stop looking for it in this realm, in this world. And what is it now? It's a spiritual blessing. What do we mean? It's a benediction. It's an extensive benefit. Or if you look it up, it's a largeness. The largest there is. So this blessing, there is no limit. You can't control it. God can pour out as much abundantly. Scripture says, to your cup runneth over. But you don't worry about that. That's the whole thing. We're concerned about getting ours. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get my blessing. I got to do this because I need to get mine. Stop the get mine and give him what he deserves. He's done everything for you. Now give him your life. Come to him and say, Lord, I lay it down, man. You did do it. And you know what? If I look at my life now, it's not that great. I wouldn't rate it at like an A plus. I wouldn't say, oh, it's great. My kids are wonderful. My wife is in obedience to me. I'm in obedience to the word. So she obeys me because I obey the word and I treat her right. She doesn't obey me because I'm the dominant male over her. She obeys me because I'm in that word and I speak with authority because I speak with the authority of Christ because he's given me that divine influence upon my heart that we keep talking about. All right. You got to get there, man. This extensive benefit is there for you. Where? In heavenly places, and at the end he says, in Christ. You'll notice over and over as we go through this, everything's going to be God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and everything's going to be in Christ, or Paul's going to say, in him. Same thing. Oh, Landon, that means in God. Same thing. In Christ, same thing. You'll notice, let me say this right now, because there's a lot of weird teaching going on today. They are never separate. You'll never hear, if you're following some kind of doctrine where God the Father and Jesus Christ are separate, get out of there as quick as you can. Flee from that. Run from that. When you separate them, you've missed out. They never separate themselves. Go through scripture, and they're always one. Perfect harmony, perfect unison, perfect spirit. Okay? We're looking for the things of God in this world, and that's dead wrong. The natural cannot give you spiritual blessings. Let me say that again. Write that down. This natural world, once you get this in your head, you can start seeking the spiritual. This natural world, no matter how hard I press, how hard I get in, how much work I do, how many good deeds I do, it cannot give me spiritual blessings. They only come, Bible says, all good gifts come from above. All right, and are brought down by the Father of lights. There is no spiritual gift available to you by any man, any church, or any realm in this world. Now, you can go to the church, and a man of God might introduce you to things that'll help you get your spiritual blessing from God because you're starting to walk in his ways. You're starting to abide his word. You're starting to create a hunger. You need to get in church to hear the word to create all this. All this is going to start by somebody who's got it, feeding it to you. So when I say he can't give it to you, I mean he himself doesn't carry the spirit in his pocket just to hand to you. But he's got what it takes. He's got the word of God. He's got the spirit of God to lead him by that divine influence to tell him what to say to you to provoke your heart. But your decision has to be between you and God. God honors your heart. When you come to him with your heart, it's got nothing to do with lip service or what you think. When your heart says, God, I need you. I saw a man on his deathbed one time. He folded his hands and said, I'm sorry, I did not know. I'm telling you, I was there watching the man. His room was black. There was darkness. He was in torment. He was just all upset, cursing, going crazy because he was in such torment by cancer. He'd been stricken by cancer. Whatever God showed him, all of a sudden he had a weird look on his face. Everything got different. He laid there still for a minute. He laid back, put his hands over his chest and said, "I'm sorry, Lord. I did not know." I'll never forget. That's the only words the man said. He didn't say, "Help me, Jesus," but he was speaking from his heart to God. God, do it. It changed instantly. The atmosphere in the room changed instantly. It was like a charge of vibrant peace came over that room. That torment he was in stopped. He didn't talk crazy anymore. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, but I'm telling you, that's all it takes. Simple words from the heart. "I'm sorry, Lord, I didn't know. Lord, please come to me." You don't have to know exactly the dialect. We teach so much. You got to say it this way and do it this way. If you mean it from your heart, God hears you. He's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Unfortunately, we're not going to get as far as I thought this morning, but I had a feeling because there's a lot of meat in this. Listen to verse 4. All right? Now Paul goes on. He says, according as he's chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. Let me tell you about this. According as he has chosen, it takes all responsibility off of you. And it lays the foundation for the doctrine of this is God's word. This is God's plan. God chose this. According as he, God, hath chosen us in him. God did this. It's ordained by him. You don't have to justify it. You don't have to defend it. You just come to it and you claim it. He laid it. He said, "I'm God. I'm saying this is the way it's going to work. I'll justify it and I'll bear the burden for it. I'm the one responsible for making this come to pass." The hinge is on him, not us. It's all according to what he chose. If it hinged on us, it would fail. But thank God, it's on him and not us. He says, you can be holy. What's that? Pure, morally blameless. How? Because back in the beginning, I told you, because you received that divine influence, that grace. That grace is the divine influence upon your heart. When you have that divine influence upon you, now you'll be morally blameless because you won't do the dumb things. When you think about doing something, first thing's going to happen, Holy Spirit's going to quicken within you and say and give you a verse. He's going to give you a verse. Walk blameless before the Lord. Honor thy God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. All these things, when you put the scripture in, it'll come up. The Holy Spirit can use it to teach and train you all day. When you put zero scripture in your bank, in your body, in your spirit or in your mind, and then you expect God just to bring things and quicken you. It's not that he can't, but that's not his order. God's a God of order. He says, if you seek me first, I will. All these things I'll take care of, but you got to seek the kingdom first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The psalmist said, Lord, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. What did he say? He hid what? Money? No. Power? No. His bank account? Fat? No. He said, thy word, the word of the living God, Jehovah God, have I hid in my heart. Where? In my heart now. That I might not sin against you. He understood it. If I'm going to walk blameless, if I'm going to walk morally pure, if I'm going to be holy, if I'm going to be without blame, meaning faultless. Oh, I might have done a dumb thing, but believe me, when I went to do it, I had no intentions. I had no idea what I was going to do. I didn't set out in my mind and purpose in my heart to go do that thing. I was doing something and something went south and I was like, oh my gosh, the next thing I know I did it. I said, oh Lord, I'm sorry. That's what he means. You're blameless. You didn't mean to make that error. Making an error on purpose is different than making an honest mistake. You can be faultless according to his scale. Do all this before him, he says, in love. Listen, according as he's chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, God has laid this out for years and we need to come get it. That we should be holy and blameless before him in love. Let me say this about this in love. Okay? If you're not walking in him, in love is another way to say in Christ. All right, in love, in Christ is the same. If you're in Christ, you'll be in love. If you'll be in love, you got to be in Christ to get there. You can't give, you can't possess, and you can't walk in something you don't have. And you can only get the love of God through Christ. It says so. Listen, let me go ahead and show you that too real quick. If you forsake, let me say this. If you forsake any part of God's prescription and expect the full manifestation of him in your life, this will affect your ability to do these things in love. Let me say that again now. In other words, if God's gave you his word to follow, he's made it real clear that you're to walk before him in love, meaning I've accepted the love of God. He's come into my heart and come into my life and started to teach and train me. Now that I have God's love living in me, I can walk in love. You can't walk in love unless you've accepted God. God is love. Let me make that very clear. Once you've accepted him and learned to start loving the way God wants you to and growing in his love and in his grace, which is what? That divine influence upon your heart. Once you do that, then you can do the things he's asking you because you have the love of God in you. When you expect all this stuff to come to your life, but you ignore or forsake part of God's word, well, I like this verse, but I'm not going to do that over there. I can't love my neighbor as myself. And I can't pray for my enemy. Forget that, man. My enemy did me wrong. They did me wrong. They did it now. They did it, not me, Landon. And I'm not about to pray for them. I don't care what the Bible says. Okay, well, forget it then. You're going to have partial grace. You're going to have partial. You're not giving God your all. You want all from him. Oh, I want all from you, God. Bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. Mighty Lord, bless me. Well, remember that neighbor you said you're not going to love? You're not going to do it? So you want to obey me when you want to obey me, but you want to disobey me when you want to, too, and you want me to be cool with that. Huh. I'm God. I'm smart. I see. Son, I'm trying to train you. If you will humble up under my mighty hand and listen to me, I'll make it right. But you got to follow the path I'm giving you. Don't do it on your own. That's what he means. And when you forsake or take part of God's prescription away, but expect the full benefit of him, you can't do it. You got to walk in the love of God. Verse 5, he says this. Listen, we're going to close with this. Verse 5, having predestinated us to the adoption of children. Let me say that. You got to hear this right now before we stop. He predestinated you. He preordained. He predetermined that he's going to make this plan. This is how it's going to go. Jesus is going to go to that cross. He's going to shed his blood. It's going to open up a doorway for all mankind to come to me, no matter what you are, Jew, Gentile, doesn't matter, black, white, green, or purple. He said, you can come to me now. You are the adoption of children. It's, when you look that up, it's the placing as of a son. Now, a son has always been the one, the heir to the throne, the heir to the goodness of the Father. That's what we are. We're the sons and the daughters. He says it's the placing as of a son. It's sonship to God. By Jesus Christ to himself, you'll have the Godhead and you'll be drawn to Christ. How? Through Christ. Let me read this verse real quick and we'll stop. Having predestinated us unto adoption of children, that's actual sonship or daughtership with God himself. Listen to the next words. By Christ Jesus to himself. Actually, it says by Jesus Christ. Excuse me. By Jesus Christ to himself. So you can't get there another way. Look at John 10. It tells you you're a thief and a robber if you try to get to God without Christ. So he says right here, he's predestined you to be his own daughter and his own child, his own son, take care of you personally, love you, nurture you, protect you. He's your father. You're his child by Jesus Christ to himself. So if you're avoiding Christ trying to get what I'm giving you, you can't. God says, here's how you get it. I'll give it to you. I predestined it from the beginning of time, but you've got to come to the cross and you've got to come to me through my son. And then he says, according to the good pleasure of his will. This pleases God. This is what he wants you to do. According to the good pleasure of his will is his kindness. Good pleasure equals kindness or desire. This is the desire or the purpose of God's will. It's his desire that you do this. So don't give me, I tried, it didn't work. No, it's wrong. It's his desire. You come near God and he'll fulfill his desire in you. I'm telling you now, listen, we're going to close a little bit early. I got to give you some call letters. I need some support this week, okay? Try Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. That's where you send any gift you want to give us, any help you want to give us. We'd really appreciate it. And we'll actually take a minute, I promise you, to pray over your gift. Say, Lord, let this, use this as a ministry to them. Let this be, they're trying to sow their spiritual seed so they can get to you, Lord. It's not about us. We want to pray for this seed that they get to you. Help this seed get to them. Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. And it would sure help pay the radio bill too, but that's just, that's trivial. We don't worry about that. God's got this thing under control. He's never shorted me once, and I don't expect it because I serve a living God. Try Lifeline at gmail.com. I know you need help. People need help. I need help. Not like I used to now, but listen, everybody can use counsel and you need godly counsel. Try Lifeline at gmail.com. Hit me up this week. Try Lifeline gmail.com. Send your check or money order, whatever you got. Lifeline 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida. Thank you. This is Landon for Lifeline. I love you. It's not too late to call. 221-1100, 888-221-8990.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline at gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.